Low levels of antidepressants and antibiotics have been found in Irish rivers, and current wastewater processes are not equipped to remove them. That's the main finding of a three-year study carried out by academics at DCU's Water Institute. The research analysed 16 pharmaceuticals in four different rivers and found the presence of the drugs in all of them. Professor Fiona Regan is director of the DCU Water Institute and was one of the authors of the report. She spoke to us a short time ago and began by explaining how these substances get into our rivers.
All of us use pharmaceuticals, you know, to improve our health, which is absolutely expected, and it's very valuable. However, once we take them, they pass through us and through our sewage treatment plant, and they're treated in these wastewater treatment plants. However, we find that these chemicals are passing through into the surface waters again. So the main sources of these pharmaceuticals in the surface waters, in the rivers, are from wastewater treatment plants or septic tanks. So in the more rural areas, these would be the sources, the septic tanks, but wastewater treatment plant effluents would be one of the main sources.
And the concentrations, have you found similar concentrations in each of the water sources that you tested, or are there greater concentrations in some rather than others?
So we looked at the Liffey, the Soar, the Annalee, and we found the River Liffey to have the highest concentrations of most of the chemicals that we've looked at. We're not surprised at that, because there's such a huge population around the Liffey, and you know, those pharmaceuticals entering the wastewater treatment system. But we've also found them in other areas as well. The levels vary depending on the pharmaceutical. And interestingly, I suppose two jumped out at us. One is a chemical called sulfamethoxazole, which is a kind of antibiotic or fungicide. And the second is called venlafaxin. And venlafaxin is prescribed as an antidepressant. So these chemicals are seen to be present in our surface waters and also have been seen to be present in more elevated concentrations at different times of the year. So we found the levels to increase kind of March time, both in 2021 and 2022 samples. Mm-hmm. So the types of chemicals that are higher and the times of year does vary as well.
Right. And the risk here, is it to humans? Is it to marine life? What's the danger, if you like?
So the levels that we're really interested in are the very low levels. So I've mentioned the term predicted no effect level. So this is a concentration that we're told will have no effect on organisms in the fresh water, or indeed, as you say, the marine waters. However, we have measured levels above that. For all of the chemicals that are even below that, we have tested those on laboratory organisms, and we have seen effects like on their heart rate, but also on their reproduction. So I suppose while it's not directly affecting humans, human health, it is being seen to have an effect on our freshwater ecosystems. And this is really important for our understanding of biodiversity. And we're really now talking a lot about the effect of climate change and how important it is to maintain a healthy biodiversity. So if we're seeing these chemicals in the water that are having effects on our insects in the water, we need to be concerned about that.
The wastewater can be more effectively treated, can it?
Absolutely. Oh, yes, absolutely. There are technologies that can be added on to our treatment plants that can remove these chemicals. Now, I have to say, those additional technologies are expensive. But, you know, we are going to have to look at how we remove these chemicals into the future.
And that's Professor Fiona Regan, who, along with PhD student Dylan O'Flynn, compiled that investigation into pharmaceuticals in our rivers.